guys. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to a brand new episode of Your Receipts, the episode where we help you guys with your situations, your situationships, your dilemmas, your problems, your issues, everything you've got going on. I hope you guys are having an amazing first week in November.
New month, new year, new me.
Because we are going to be soon entering 2022.
You know what? I'm not even doing that yet,
to be honest. Let me do Christmas first. There's other things that need to happen. Like, Guy Fawkes Night, has it happened yet? No.
In a couple of days.
You know, let all those other things happen first, and I'll start looking at New Year's.
I actually love Firework Night, you know. I love fireworks.
Haven't been to a bonfire night
in ages.
Since I was like eight.
No. Every single year, especially because I have Catalea, I love doing the absolute most when it comes to celebrating things. I'm extra as fuck.
But yeah, it's your girl, Tolly T.
Just call me Audrey.
And your mamacita, Melena Sanchez. And
shall we get straight into
Let's do it.
Let's go. Hi, girls. First, of course, I want to take a moment to say thank you for truly being the most amazing girls ever. I have just finished a book and it honestly came at the best time for me. Every one of your stories helps me through this difficult time. I wish you all the success in your futures. Keep shining. Onto my dilemma. I have been with my fiancé for 10 years and get 10 years of engagement. Abba. Okay. For 10 years engaged and living together for 5 years. We were due to get married in 2020, but due to COVID, this was pushed back a number of times. Late in 2020, after we should have been married, I went through his phone. I know. But I discovered he had an OnlyFans account where he was sending girls coins.
Coins?
I would rather you
I thought he was sending them dick pics.
No, OnlyFans. I'd rather you be fucking a girl than giving them
giving
money.
Them the, my money.
As in one payment I've seen was £800.
Nah, not even like a £5 subscription.
He's taking the fucking piss.
800, he's tipping
them.
They
must have money.
He's tipping them.
I confronted him and told him the wedding was off and he was to go stay at his mum's house. After a week of being split up, he came back and long story short, we got back together. Fast forward to July 2021. We're a bit hungover and he gives me his phone to order pizza.
He's a dimwit.
Idiot. As soon as I open an internet tab, what do I see? Cam Girl websites, which he's also subscribed to. Again, sending girls who are not me money for things I do for free.
Oh,
wow.
I lose it and tell him to get out of the house. He stays in a hotel this time as she doesn't want to have to tell his mum what he has done again.
I will tell your mama.
He comes back with all the promises under the sun. This guy's addicted.
Yeah.
He comes back with all the promises under the sun that he's just a stupid mistake and will never do it again. At this point, we are due to get married in October, but I do not jump. Well, I hope.
Oh, well, damn.
I will see if it happened. And I do not trust him at all. Now, as a big woman at 28, and so you're 28, you got engaged when? 10
you
years
were 18.
Ago?
18. No, maybe they've been together for 10 years and they just got engaged at whatever time.
Yeah, that's a long time to be in a relationship.
I've been together for 10 years, engaged. Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
They've been together for 10 years, engaged for 5.
Oh, okay.
Phew, okay. I was going to say, how old were you? Oh, no, it was a long engagement. Okay, that makes sense. Now at Big Woman at 28 and don't want to be that girl who's going through her husband's phone, ultimately, I decided it was best to walk away from him and call off the wedding. Okay.
Okay.
Which has
wow.
been the hardest decision I've ever had to make.
I'm impressed.
Wow. I'm back living with my mum, with my parents, while sorting out my money to buy my own home. In therapy to deal with the trauma and pain this has caused me. And hopefully by the time you read this, I'll be in a much happier place. We really hope you are.
I'm so impressed by this.
This is probably more... This is probably more of what are your thoughts and dilemma, but I went into email for time and could hear you all screaming, leave him. My question for you is really, what are you girls' thoughts on OnlyFans and subscription-based porn sites while in a relationship? My ex claimed he just wanted to see what OnlyFans was like, so he paid £800.
Exactly, you didn't need to call that, bro.
If
he had said that, I would have happily looked with him, but he was really shady about it instead, and he was lying, spent £800 about it. I fully feel like he was cheating, but this thought has split up our friendship group. Unsurprisingly, the boys all think it doesn't count as cheating, and the girls think it does. What do you guys think? All the love in the world.
Do you know what? My advice might be null and void, depending on, because we don't, time has passed.
Yeah. Call off the wedding.
So,
£800, that's a lot. That's not like you've just gone into the site and you're just like having a little browse. Okay, cool, fine, all guilty of it. But to now actively go ahead and spend this amount of money on that, like, no, that's a huge disrespect, man. That's mad.
Do you know what? Disrespect aside, it's given addiction to me.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. It's given me addiction. Yeah, it's definitely given me addiction because there's free porn sites.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And to, you don't need to spend
for you
that.
To subscribe to them. I don't know, maybe it's more morally better or whatever.
I mean,
but
porn
if you subscribe
has
to them, it feels like it's an addiction for you and you want a more personal service. And what I see with subscription is it's a personal service, right? If you're subscribing to it, it's more like personal, it's better content. It's all that
kind
of
shit.
Better
stuff. Yeah, you don't just get the teasers.
Yeah, it's given addiction.
Yeah, and that's I don't want to be with somebody that's addicted to
it. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a different take on it. I think that, yeah, I definitely think he's addicted because of the amount of money. 100%. It's definitely an issue. There is never a need to spend £800, 800 actual GB, yeah, or whatever, GDP. What is it?
GB.
GB.
Especially on what your income is.
Exactly.
Because if you're earning 25K a month, maybe £800 is like £5 to you. But if you're, because who the fuck is earning that? No one is earning 25K a month, I'd like to assume anyway. Yeah. But if you are just, you're working in a normal job, you spend £800.
Yeah, but even
that's a big chunk of your pay.
Or even if you're like saving up for that,
if even down to proportion, that's a lot of money to be spending on that particular thing. So I definitely get it. But I don't know. It's obviously she's left him now. And, do you know what? I'm not going to tell you did the wrong thing because everyone's boundary levels are different. Do you know what I mean? Like, if this for you is a boundary that you feel was crossed, then you did the right thing.
You did
the right thing for you. Me personally, I'll be honest. I don't know if I'm leaving someone because they watch porn.
It's not they watch porn, though.
This wasn't the first time that he'd done that. Because he spent money.
Your first time, you spent £800. I sent you to your mum's house. I don't like this. Don't do it again. You made all these promises. I'm going to stop doing it. Blah, blah, blah. You came back, I come back, and you're still doing it.
Yeah.
So now it's you spent money, you're addicted to this thing, and you're lying to me.
Yeah. And the thing is, if I've already told you, you've left the house, you've gone to your mum's, and I've told you, listen, I do not like this. And you know as well as I do that we've been together 10 years. Mm. We're about to get married. Everything's been pushed back. Do you know? Well, thank God for COVID for you guys, because had you got married, then it would have been probably a different situation.
Yeah.
But if I'm telling you all of that and now you come back and you do that again, nah, man.
Do you know what? I think everyone's personal boundary is different. I don't think I would have left, me personally, because I just think that when you've been in a long-term relationship, the money, I'd be fuming about that. That's absolutely fucking ridiculous. No, you don't need to...
No, stay responsible for me.
You don't need to spend... That would be more my issue, that you're being a fucking idiot spending £800 on porn.
Yeah, you're being irresponsible.
I don't know that I'm leaving. And I definitely get what you guys are saying about, I've told you I don't like something and you're still doing it.
Yeah.
But for me, it depends on what they're doing, because I think that I personally don't think watching porn and subscribing to OnlyFans stuff, I personally don't think that's cheating, personally.
Yeah.
Porn is not cheating.
I don't think that's cheating. So...
But it's getting a personal service on porn sites and because
it's highly problematic.
That's cheating
maybe
to me.
Because
you're having one-to-ones.
Let's meet. Mm. If you're having one-to-ones with porn stars...
Not necessarily.
You're paying her. Go fuck her. Let's go sleep with her.
So wait, okay, hold on. Let me try and understand. So basically, if he was having a one-to-one, like multiple sessions with this one specific OnlyFans worker, whatever, do you have an issue with that? Or is it just because of the amount of money? If that was free... you feel?
It's definitely layered. It's definitely layered. The money thing is stupid. I will definitely, like, that's dumb. I'm just trying to think of, like, long-term relationships and how you navigate being with someone for a really long time. And I don't think I have, if I'm being completely honest, I don't think I have a problem with it.
Okay.
Like, to me, going out and physically meeting someone and giving them your time, and I suppose this is time as well, but... doing something virtually, I don't know why it doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know why it doesn't bother me.
Nah, that's fine.
I don't know why.
No, it bothers me.
Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I've got a chip, but it is. It would be more like you're embarrassing, and you're an idiot.
But for some people, when you start looking at them as you're embarrassing, you can't be with them anymore.
Yeah,
like, you're actually embarrassing.
And that's completely fair. But in terms of what he's doing, I wouldn't search my man's like browse history. I wouldn't do that. So I wouldn't know. Do you know what I mean? Unless it was something that was literally trickling down into our relationship. Like, we're having sex. He doesn't want
to
fuck me anymore.
Me,
and now you expect me to do certain things. But honestly, if our relationship was fine and I had gone through his phone and I saw what he was doing, but up until that point, everything was fine, then I don't know that I have a problem with it that much. That's just
I definitely
me.
Would feel away.
Everybody, I completely get why it feels like a violation.
And again, I wouldn't be able
her,
to trust
it's her
you.
Her boundary level. But if I don't have anything concrete that you've done something physical or you've done, you know, you've gone to meet someone, I don't know.
But is this not where it starts?
I don't know. Not necessarily, you know. Like, believe it or not, not everybody, not everything escalates for everybody. Some people, this is just their thing. Like, maybe this is just what he likes to do. He likes to get his rocks off watching porn online. That's just his thing and it stops there. And I just think that, like, when you're with one person for a long time, sometimes you've got to find ways to just, like, I don't know.
Spice it
up for yourself or for the relationship. And everyone's entitled to have things. I think that where the problem is the fact that he's obviously not communicating. Because I think, like, if he said to her, do you know what, I'm into this, and they had a conversation about it, I think she also feels left out of the loop as well, and she just feels like, what are you doing? And she just feels very alien to her.
Yeah.
But I think that you've got to... Yeah, I just think, yeah, I think that everyone should have things for themselves. And if his thing is this and he's not hurting he's not hurting anybody.
But he's hurting her. I think that's what we're not understanding. It's the thing of like, and you're doing this thing and I don't like it. And I've told you the first month. And that's what it is.
That's
it's
issue,
not his act.
Mm. Yeah.
If it's something that I've told you, I don't like this thing.
Yeah.
And you haven't said to me, babe, you know what? I really enjoy it. It's how I get my you haven't spoken. You
said that you're
it's
not
a mistake.
Do it.
I'm sorry, I'm never gonna do it again. If you come up to me to be like, babe, I understand you don't like this thing, but like I get my kicks off it. I need it. It doesn't mean anything about us. I just want to be able to do this.
Because up until the point of her going through their phone, there was no issue in the relationship.
But once I said that I don't like something, especially like, for me, that for like the £800 thing, depending on where we are with money, that would be a big thing for me as well.
Yeah.
And I think I could take it the same of like, if you just, you'd gone out to a strip club and you spent £800 or whatever, depending on how much money we have, that could be like, you fucking irresponsible. Yeah, yeah. Are you mad?
Yeah. That one is very wild because it's not needed at all. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if you don't like it and that was enough for you to leave, that is, you've done the right thing for yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You didn't want to be there. But because she's asked for our opinions on it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just saying, like, for me personally.
I get what you.
People should have things.
It's because I don't think watching porn is cheating.
Which is ultimately what he's done, but he's taken it a step further. Do you know what I mean? By doing the extras and like...
But also, if a guy watches porn and the partner doesn't like it, and she said to him, babe, I really don't like this thing.
Mm.
If the partner's not like, well, I'm sorry, but this is part of, I need it, or for whatever reason.
Mm.
But if the person's like, no, I don't like this, they can break up because of that.
Definitely.
And this is an addiction. Like, if we see, I think sometimes we play down maybe sexual addictions because it feels quite like, man, it's not like hurting anyone, as long as it's not hurting anyone. But again, if this was alcohol, you spent £800 in a drink, I'm saying, babe, you can't keep doing this shit.
Yeah. Very true.
I don't like it. I don't like it. And I think that's what it is. That's just what it is. Her boundary was like, I'm not doing this.
Definitely.
100.
Definitely.
I'll be fuming.
You did the right thing
on
yourself.
Fuming.
That was interesting.
Next dilemma.
Hi, ladies. Firstly, I just want to say how much I love the podcast. I'm constantly cracking up in Tesco or on public transport, listening to your jokes and infectious energy. You've made me feel less alone in the past year and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you.
Aww.
Thank you.
My dilemma is about my boyfriend. We've been together nearly 3 years and he is my absolute dream man. So attractive, funny, kind, generous and intelligent. We recently moved in together and while I'm only 24, he is 27. I can honestly see us getting married and having children in the future as we both want the same things in life. However, she says, I can hear you reading that in my head. He was never very good in bed. Damn it, man. There's always something. At first, I thought it was nerves or just us needing to get into our groove, but he never lasts very long. Babes, you must be sexy. He never lasts very long, doesn't really care for foreplay. I always have to demand it and when we have sex. And to be honest, he isn't very good at turning me on.
Yeah.
It's something that I've
It's
something that I've tried to raise many times throughout our relationship. And while he is receptive and tries not to get offended, I feel like he is feeling more self-conscious and reluctant to have sex than keen to try different things to turn me on. I've had relationships in the past where sex was fun and something we were really in sync with. But with my boyfriend, I don't know how to get us there. I've asked him many times if he has any kinks or things that turn him on, and he always says no. I've suggested using toys, and we've tried once, but clearly he did not enjoy it, so I've not raised it again. And I also suggested watching porn, which he is firmly against doing with me.
Oh,
damn, sis. I'm not a particularly kinky person, and I don't have a very high sex drive, but I want to feel desired and feel satisfied in my relationships. He always checks if I have orgasmed and offered... That is not sexy. He always checks if I have orgasmed and offers to continue sex after he is finished. But I just find myself saying no because he just sucks at fingering and oral. So there's no point. I can't see myself ever wanting to end things with this man because he is my whole world. But we clearly both have a mental block on having sex and I don't know how to fix it. I have tried having a very serious heart-to-heart about it with him and it didn't really work because he doesn't have an issue with our sex life. The fact that I do is something that makes him self-conscious. And so I find myself trying to tell him things I do like and positive reinforcements. So you've tried.
Wow. Positive reinforcements. You know?
That's what Mum suggested.
I find myself trying to tell him things I do like and positive reinforcements instead of criticizing, but he never seems to get it. He is generally just not very interested in sex and gets quite nervous around it. How can I fix this problem in my relationship? It's got to the point where I'm just using my own toys whenever I feel the urge to have sex, which is peak when I literally live with him. And I literally live with him. Sorry, this was so long. Love you all.
She's done everything. She's done tried it all, man. She even done reverse psychology.
She's done it all. Like all the things that I would have said to this sort of like incompatibility when it comes to sex, she said, like, she's tried positivity. She's had a serious heart to heart with him. They've used toys. She's asked him what he likes. She's suggested porn.
She's told him the good things that she's done. The issue is he doesn't think there's an issue. He thinks his sex life is great.
Yeah.
He loves it here.
Yeah, he's you know, they in the pipe, breaking their back and all of that. So that's the first issue.
But it's awkward because she loves him off. And she's not going to leave him.
No, I don't even think she should, to be fair. They should do a class.
there's loads of sex gurus
and sex things like that. Do a class
with
them.
But maybe he's not open to that stuff.
But I'm not happy.
I keep
having dead sex because I want to. I've tried. I've been positive. I told you all of this. I am not climaxing, sir. I'm not having a good time.
Yeah.
This is what, like, I don't like men that don't read the room. Can you not see? I'm not loving this.
That's very selfish.
They'll be the first ones to be like, why did you cheat? Because you wasn't listening
also,
to
babe,
me.
Also, babe, stop. Yeah. If you do, I don't know if you do, but don't fake it anymore.
I don't like guys when they ask. Guys, you know, I don't like it when men ask, have you come? I don't like that.
Because you'd fucking know.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's very awkward to me. Oh, mate. Outside of a class, take a glass. Like, I really.
The thing is, I was even going to say, watch porn together, do some extras, not on it.
He's quite selfish.
No, do you know what? I feel like there has to be another conversation here because you can't suffer. You are not getting, you're not getting off. You're not orgasming him. You want to feel completely satisfied in your sex life the way that he is. He's able to bust a nut, come and collect his thoughts and leave. You should be able to do the same.
Do you know what's interesting? I think they're both like not really very sexual people. Do you know what I mean? Because she said he's not really. So she's not asking for to be hanging off the fucking chandelier. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think she just wants to feel sensual and she just wants the climax and she just. Do you know what I mean? I just think.
And her thumb in her butt.
You know, a young thumb. I just think. Maybe guide him through it.
I think maybe do a night where you kind of do that cringy, like not cringy. They're like trading places type stuff. You kind of like guide you. Like, okay, I'm gonna take control of this. Mm. I'm gonna tell you where to put your hand. I'm gonna, you know, try to sexify it a bit more.
But the thing is, I don't know. Yeah,
because sometimes, like the only way positive reinforcement works is if he's the kind of person that's a pleaser. If someone is not a pleaser, they don't give a shit. Some people are pleasers, so you just moaning just gets them off sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he's not that way wired and you moaning or being quiet doesn't do fuck all for him.
I don't know what to say.
Do you know what? I know this is going to sound really awful because, and I'm saying this, I know that you're not going to leave him and because you're so happy with him, you live together, you're having a great life. I think that if that's the case and you've cemented yourself in that, you might have to live a life knowing that if you're with him, you're not. Sex is not going to be the best time of your life.
Exactly, because I would.
Sorry, I know that sounds mad.
No,
but
it's true. Do you know why? Because we've said here on this platform so many times that sex is very important.
Yeah,
like sexual compatibility is very important, and it is. It can be a deal breaker. Do you know what I mean? So if you're not prepared to leave him because he's this amazing person and you've tried everything under the sun, you might actually just have to accept
that. If someone is amazing and everything's great and whatever, but the sex is not there, are you saying or are you going?
Sex is important to me. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, sex is really important to me too. I want to have a good sex life.
I can't imagine it because part of me really liking you, not really because you don't fuck
not
someone
really,
straight away.
Yeah.
But no, it is really important. But the thing is, I can't lie.
If everything else was amazing, I'm staying.
I don't know because I think that once I've tried all of those things, it's got to work. Do you know what I mean? Something's got to give.
I will try my absolute hardest. Yeah.
If he was perfect, I would do everything.
Everything
to
in
make
me.
It work.
Literally, I'd bring the sex guru to the house.
I'd do a sex. Yeah, I'd do a sex class.
But now at my big age, no. But back in the day, I definitely stayed and had shit sex back in the day.
And what's sad about the shit sex back in the day is everything else was shit.
Exactly. It wasn't even. So it was no balance.
Sort of pool of shit. And I just dived into shit pool every day.
Yeah.
For what?
I think
you should have to have a conversation with him and tell him how serious you are about it.
Suggest.
All I've got with Mimi is to do the class, do the night where you take over, or boy.
Because she's linging it and he's satisfied.
Boy, see how important it is to you. Pissing me off. Some people, like, I'm romantic, I love romance, but their partner's perfect, but he's not romantic. That's the cost you have to bear then. If you don't want to leave, genuinely, if you don't want to leave, that's the cost you have to bear.
Yeah,
there's nothing else that can be said.
Because the thing is, the technique that's failing here. It's not the fact that he's not doing it.
Because they're doing it, but it's just not it.
He's not good.
He's not good, but he thinks he's doing something. Well, obviously not, because he keeps on asking.
Maybe stop the positive reinforcement. Just like, babe, I'm not this having a good time. It.
Yeah, close your legs.
Maybe be honest, because sometimes, some people don't do with positive. I don't do with positive reinforcement. I have people to give me shit.
I don't need
like,
motivational.
Tell me what's shit in it. Tell me what I need to improve on. That's how I'm encouraged. I'll be honest. I'm not someone that's like, you're doing really good on this.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Just tell me what I'm shit on.
Yeah.
And I think you have to kind of figure out how someone learns.
Yeah.
And again, it is a learning thing. How does someone learn? If someone learns by being told that here's what you need to do better at, maybe the positive reinforcement doesn't do shit for them. Because if you positive reinforce me too much, I rest on my laurels. I'm doing great.
I'm doing amazing. Yeah.
I'm perfect.
Yeah.
But if you tell me here was the things you're doing wrong, I've expected that in terms of change.
I have a feeling that she hasn't really been explicit with him.
Yes, babe, I'm not having a good time.
Because I can't imagine if he's this perfect guy that you say he is, he ticks all these boxes.
And he's kind. Kind and generous men want you to have
I
good
I can't
sex.
Imagine that you've told him in a way that is resonating with him for him to still think that like he can not try it. I think the conversation needs to be very explicit. Like, babe, this is actually serious. I love you. I want to be with you, but the sex is not cutting it. Like, you need to be blunt with him. Like, I think because, I don't know. Yeah. I genuinely don't know. Sometimes we don't have the answers.
We've tried.
There's a few things to work with.
Next dilemma. And the title is, I can't touch his shitty underwear anymore.
Ugh.
So stop doing it.
Hey ladies, I love the podcast and I have learned more from you girls than you will ever know. Here's the dilemma and I will keep this short. My boyfriend is the most generous, caring, funny man I have ever dated. I am really physically attracted to him and the sex is amazing. Unfortunately, he has a few crusty, dusty habits, which I'm struggling to address because I don't want to hurt his feelings.
God. So you're going to suffer?
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt small feelings?
No, we're actually fucking doomed. We have been living together for 4 months and he shares all the household jobs with me. My biggest issue that he leaves shit stains in his underwear, which I reluctantly have to handle when I wash our clothes. It is disgusting and I don't know how he isn't embarrassed to put them in the washing basket for me to see. How can I approach the situation nicely to teach him to wash his ass with water after using the toilet, as do I? I also want to encourage him to use skincare and generally take better care of himself so he isn't crusty and dusty. Your advice is very appreciated. Thank you, sisters.
Sis, no, I'm sorry. This is absolutely ridiculous. Like, this is ridiculous.
Doesn't he have fucking shame? That's
she
so
has to add the bum care to the skincare. I believe in teaching men skincare. I'll be honest. I understand that they might not know stuff about it. I will buy men goodie bags for the skincare products. I will sit there with them. I'll make it easy. I've sent many people that I know lists of what to buy, of how to go. I've got a perfect routine that I rotate around men depending on their skin type. That's my truth.
Yes,
I have it.
All in your nose.
I have, what's your skin type, babe? Okay, cool. I know exactly what products you do. I believe in things like that. Because I can understand them not knowing it.
Yes.
Skin.
To wash your
skin
fucking bum.
We learned that when we're five.
Disgusting. It was one of yours.
You should know how to wash your bum. I'm still on the bum. Wash the bum. That one, I don't need to fucking teach you how to wash bum.
Facts.
So she's really not eating ass either.
She better not be. He doesn't deserve to have his ass.
Fucking
hurt,
he's not eating ass. That's why I don't understand why you guys are putting mouth on ass, bum. These niggas don't wash.
No.
They use tissue. They use dry tissue after the shit. And they you lot are lubricating it with your mouth.
No, but after they disgusting. Have a shower.
Men, you think men should wash their bum in the shower?
Yes, they're disgusting.
No, they are disgusting.
They are disgusting.
This is disgusting. This is disgusting. But I don't, like, as a grown woman, I'm going to put a little bit of onus on you. As a grown woman, you know that someone that's got shit in their, like, you've got no business
shit
touching
in your pants.
Like, this is not. This is very straightforward.
I would leave it on his side of the bed.
I'm not touching
your fucking
shit.
Here's
what's going to happen. The first time I've done washing and I've seen it, I'm like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Like, why do you keep shitting yourself?
Disgusting.
What the fuck?
That only means he's not wiping properly,
as
right?
As soon as I said, what the fuck? You know, I am never.
You're never in your life.
Never in your life. Oh, that's
how
shit
embarrassing.
Pants again. Captain Shitty Pants, come and get your fucking bum.
Shitty bang bang.
shitty bang bang. Look at you, you big fucking man, shitting. Like, yeah, as soon as I seen it, shame.
I wish you could call this episode shitty bang bang.
Shitty bang bang. Fucking shitty pants.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm shouting. And it's not about being,
because
there's no way to do it nicely.
That is, because why should I go through this
that
now?
Does, that warrants shouting all through the house, like running through the house, holding the pants with tongs.
With tongs.
Yeah, running around the house, going in every room. You're
let you be
alone.
On a fucking Zoom. Let you be on a Zoom.
In Home Alone.
You're shitting.
When he runs around and he's like, ah!
You
that's what I'll be doing
shitter.
Around the house, bruv. I'll be in every room, like waving them around the air, like I just don't care, bruv. Like, yeah. I wish, like, you have to, because, like, this is not growing people's problems. Like, I expect to deal with, like, my 5-year-old little boy's shitty pants. Do you know what I mean? Not my grown ass man. That's foul. Like, so,
okay, what's a nice way for her to do? Nice way for her
no,
to do.
No, totally.
I'd be like, babe.
Finding shit in your boxes is not nice. So therefore, my reaction's not going to be fucking nice.
No, that's
shitty,
wild.
Shitty
no.
I think I'm just going to be like, nice babe, way. I'm not doing the washing anymore because I'm sick of seeing you shit in your pants.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah, missing. Like, babe, do you know how to
babe, do you mind washing? Yeah, do you mind washing?
I've had to have conversations where I'd be like, fucking clean the toilet bar.
Yeah.
There's no nice way of saying something like that. Because when you find it, it's a horrible feeling when you find it or when you have to deal with it. So I'm going to transfer that energy back onto you because you're the culprit. It.
Fucking
like there's
pants.
Not there's no nice way of saying it. You've just got to be blunt.
It's fucking disgusting. And now you know? You're just like, oh no, I can't even cope.
That's
because
disgusting.
You're sitting there. Let's even imagine you're having conversations about whatever with your boys. Ugh. And I'm just looking at you like, okay.
Exactly. And also she said that like there's other hygiene issues going on.
Yeah,
so
it's a bit dusty.
She's
the
dusty.
Skincare one. I think you can be like, oh,
skincare,
babe, I've got
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Most men don't
try
do
stuff,
anything.
Yeah.
But the bum and yeah. Just the general
I'm
hygiene, like
bum,
no, 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 no.
Everybody got a bum bum.
Still
under, no, that song it. Used to go off. Nah, that song used to stop. I'm still under bum bum.
That's a cheat.
Everybody got a bum bum bum.
Oh my god.
How does it? What's that your song go? It's Timaya.
Make you go down low, go down low.
Is
that
it?
The same song?
No, I don't think it's. Nah, I have to find it. I'm still under bum bum.
Really shake up your bum bum. Is the same song?
Shake up your bum bum.
Make you go down low.
My favorite part was that I'm still under bum bum. It's at the end of the song. It's starting out. It goes, I'm still under bum bum.
That's a tune.
I mean, when I wanna bum bum.
This is right. Foul, man.
Yeah. He's fine. A nasty
ooh,
boy.
No pun intended.
Oh God, this next element is very long.
Woof.
Girls, please help me. I cannot cope. She put it in caps. That's why I'm shouting. The email's called spare email. So that's really funny to me. So sorry, this is long. Before I get into it, I just want to say how much I love you ladies. The podcast and advice you give, thank you for making my dog walk so much more entertaining. I literally walk down the street laughing listening to you two. Well, she hates one of us. And get a lot of confused looks anyway. She didn't say what two it was, but she said you two.
Oh my
sorry,
god.
Sorry.
That is so
anyway,
funny.
I seriously need your advice. My dilemma is, do I end my already 8-year-long relationship or am I being manipulated, gaslighted into not doing so? As I mentioned, I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years now. We're both only 22, sweet Jesus. I hear it, I was in the exact same position. And he's my first serious boyfriend and first everything. On the outside, we look like such a happy couple. We are childhood sweethearts and stay together forever. He's really loyal. He has a good job, financially stable, and really good cook, LOL. I trust him 100%. However, I don't think I'm actually happy in this relationship anymore, and I don't know what to do. In January 2020, I broke up with him for a while as things started to go downhill. He started to become what I believe was controlling and really manipulative, although he obviously denies acting situation like this. Mm. Whenever I had plans to see or go out with my friends, he always had something to say, even if it was a passing comment. That to him was just a joke, and would say things that would make me feel guilty for having plans or have become suddenly very down and depressed whenever I would want to go out. I invited him to everything, and even when he was there, he would always act really strange and angry if I didn't show him enough attention or was having any kind of fun without him, etc., dancing with my friends and not with him. This began to escalate and got really weird, which made me feel like I had to consistently walk on eggshells around him and not upset him. As soon as I would tell him that I thought he was being weird and making me feel bad, he would have a complete meltdown, saying that this is why he never expresses how he feels, because I flip everything on him and he gets made out to look like a big control freak. When I split up with him, he was literally telling me he was going to kill himself if I left him, whilst crying in a fucking fetal position on his bed. During this time, I even had his mum texting me asking if I would think about getting back with him, because he wasn't sleeping or eating. His mum's a cunt for that. Sorry.
The mum's a bitch.
Yeah. Once my mother's responsible, you go sleep next to him then. I did miss him when we split up, but I don't know if I missed him or the routine of having someone's company. Eventually he apologized for the way he acted, promised to change. How didn't I see the red flag LOL? I ended up winning me back just before lockdown hit, and everything was honestly great. I thought he would get over all the drama and everything was fine in lockdown. However, in the back of my mind, I thought that maybe we were only working so well because I wasn't seeing any of my friends and had no plans that didn't include him. I thought that when lockdown ended, things would take a turn for the worse again, and I was right. As soon as I started to make plans without him again, he was back to his moody, snarky and rude self, making passing comments, and would say that he didn't feel loved by me and that I'd never had time for him, even though I did. LOL, e.g. I see him 4 times a week and my friends once a week. But again, as soon as I try to tell him how I feel, he makes me feel like I'm crazy one for even thinking that he has control in, and completely shuts it down as he's just upset, hurt, etc. Last Friday, me and my best friend went to a music event, and he was messaging me saying how he felt left out, and he felt like I fucked him off, even though I didn't venture to see him anyway. There just seems to always be a problem whenever I go out without him. Maybe all of this sounds so stupid and insignificant compared to boyfriends who cheat. No, it doesn't.
No.
It's hard to think of what exactly gets said during these arguments, because he makes me feel like I'm the one interpreting things wrong. I have been dealing with this for so long and is completely wearing me down. And I even get nervous telling him that I'm seeing my friends. I know he will have some kind of reaction, even though he denies ever even being angry, but then will give me a silent treatment. Even when he rarely admits he's wrong, he promises to change but never does. He has started to mention buying a house together at the end of the year. And the thought of it honestly scares me so much, as my best friends think he would become even more controlling if I have to live with him, and this always makes me feel guilty for doing anything without him. He's making plans for the future, and I don't want to do the same after being together for 8 years, because I feel like I'm kind of becoming scared of him. I don't feel like I can be completely myself anymore. Do I get out now, or am I overthinking this, and will I make a mistake splitting up with him, as I can't fault him on anything else? Loads of family members tell me that he's such a nice lad and that I'm so lucky, he has a good job, doesn't cheat, etc. But they don't hear the little comments that he makes, which wear me down. I'm fine to split up with him after the last breakup, as he always says that he can't live without me. But if it's for the best, then I know I will have to do it. I really, really appreciate any advice you guys can give. I know it's been long and I'm so sorry, but I'll forever be grateful if you can help me out. Lots of love. We are here to help you out, babe.
Definitely. I personally think that because he's definitely being manipulative and stuff like that, but I definitely think he has his own demons that he needs to tackle.
That are
outside of you. And unfortunately, when people are that vulnerable, they tend to like lash out on the people that are closest to them and manipulate people that are close to them. But you need to understand that this is not your responsibility. Do you know what I mean?
Like, where's his friends?
Whatever issues he's got, he needs to tackle them, and he's not fit to be in a relationship as of now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think that you're probably going to have a lot of guilt
about
that. And I think that that's something that you need to work through, because you have every right to leave this relationship. He's not in a position to serve you in a relationship.
Yep.
He needs to get help. Look out for himself, and you need to do the same. And sometimes when you love someone, you've kind of got to let them go. Do you know what I mean? Like, the best thing to do for him would be to let him go, because he cannot function like this. It's not good for you and it's not good for him. And he shouldn't come and be a burden on you. You're a young woman living your life and you've got all these, you've got him constantly guilt tripping you and doing all of these mad things. Like, that's a lot of pressure. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, someone constantly saying they're going to kill themselves.
That's
like,
manipulation.
That is manipulation 101. But I think he needs help and you need to allow him to have that help and you need to leave him because of that.
Yeah, no, 100%. I totally agree. And like you said, Audrey, there is going to be a lot of guilt that you're going to carry around, but none of this is you. Like, he actually needs to take that time to focus on himself and get himself better. And in terms of like his mum as well messaging you, I know it's going to feel like, oh, this is your fault. That's You've done this because why didn't you stay with him? And this isn't true love because you've given up on him. No. You've done all you can do and now you're life is suffering. Now he is paralyzing your growth and everything that you're doing. That's not right.
Yeah, the mum sounds like
I don't think mum probably didn't mean it in a bad way, just but like he's really upset. Hope you guys can work it out. I can imagine the sentence might have gone like that. Like, it's going to feel a really hard time, babe. I really hope you guys can work it out. I can imagine that being the thing. But even though that still feels very selfish of her to do.
That's wild.
Yeah. Because she's not considering why you left this person. She's just considering that her son's upset. And I get that, I guess, as a mother, maybe. I can understand that. I can get where that's coming from. I think the reason why you should leave is because the thought of a future with him literally scares you.
Yeah.
Like, you feel uncomfortable about it. Like, at this stage in an 8 years thing, it's not even like a little, it's not an itch. It's not like, oh, I just don't know. You're not saying I don't know. It's like, it scares you and you don't want it. You don't want to be with him. The reason why you are with him is because he's a nice lad.
Yeah.
And time.
And you guys are comfortable. At the end of the day, you've been together for a very, very long time. And you've been together through these years that are like, you know, you guys have built together, haven't you? And your whole teen years and your early 20s, you've been together. Of course, you are going to be, you're going to want to be with somebody that feels very safe to you in terms of like safety net, because that's all you've known. And the thought of you not having that is scary. So I do believe that when you did have that break, it was 100% that you're used to the routine. You're used to having that comfortability there with him, but you, that's not enough for you to stay.
Yeah, it's never going to be easy to lose someone that's been in your life consistently.
For 8 years, of course.
Whether it's a friend, whether it's a family member, a relationship, that's a natural, normal feeling. But you don't want to be in this relationship as well. Do you know what I mean? You're not happy. It's not serving you. There's way too much going on.
And like you said, the fact that you was like, it was fine during lockdown when you had you to yourself, blah, 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 blah. The real world or the world you want to live in doesn't include you being stuck in the house with him all the time.
Right.
Like, you want to be around your friends. You see him 4 times a week. That is a good enough amount of time to see someone, especially if that's all you can give as well.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be made to feel guilty for wanting to be with your friends. That's
How is he calling you, talking about why am I not invited?
Yeah, why am I left out? Like, it's just, And it is, I get it. It is really hard to leave a nice man. Like, but also all these manipulative things that he's not doing, he's not really a nice man.
Exactly. Sometimes they're not nice, you know. Sometimes that's like a manipulation. It's just like
they're nice because they don't cheat.
It's a bar that's low.
Yeah.
Like, your man should be nice to you, otherwise, why am I with you?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's also, it's a normal thing to miss someone. Not because just missing someone is not enough reason to get back with them.
Yeah.
No. Because we'll if you miss someone that treated you like shit, and you can still miss them.
Exactly.
So I just don't think you should. I think you should go with your heart. I think your heart and your physical body is literally telling you what it wants. And that is to not be with this man. And I think you should listen to that.
Same. Totally agree.
Those are my thoughts.
Totally agree. Next dilemma.
Let's go, baby.
There you go. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
First of all, I'd like to express my admiration for you guys. You are all wonderful and keep me going, even in my darkest days. Your podcast is definitely my favourite one.
Yay.
And when you doubt the impact you have, just know there are people here who really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
I love that. Thank you. Now to the dilemma. Disclaimer, it's a bit of a long one, but I'm in need of urgent advice.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Please believe me when I tell you that I'm living a real life soap opera.
Novella.
I didn't know a year ago that my life would change so dramatically, but such is life.
Let's go.
I'm a 25-year-old woman living with my mum and my younger sister.
Okay.
We are all super close because it's been the three of us most of our lives. I had been single for a few years and had been struggling to find someone I can see the rest of my life with until 2019. I went out with my friends and saw the most beautiful man I've ever seen. He looked a bit older, but nonetheless, he looked classy and confident. Our eyes met and the chemistry was instantaneous. I don't believe in love at first sight, but damn, in that moment, I only saw him and forgot everything else around me.
Okay.
He approached me, we started talking and ended up dancing the whole night together. It was perfect. After the night, we exchanged numbers and went on a few dates. He treated me like a queen and I was here for it. We went on like this for a few months and it honestly was the best time of my life. I fell in love for the first time in my life and could understand why people die for love.
Oh! I love you more than my life.
I love you more than my life.
I was thinking to that tune. Also, I should note that he's 46 years old, but that doesn't matter to me. We loved each other. Unfortunately, due to the nature of his work, he had to move to South America for 6 months around April time. So we decided to put what we had on pause and see how things go when he came back. We didn't define our relationship or anything, so this made his move easier. Okay. When he got to Ecuador...
I love that word, that name.
Ecuador. Ecuador. We kept in touch, but as months went by and COVID happened, it became harder until we eventually stopped talking. I was devastated, but I knew when he came back, we'd pick up where we left off. He came back and didn't let me know. This is giving Joan from Girlfriends. He doesn't have social media, but on my WhatsApp, I saw his number change to the UK line a few months ago. I messaged him, called him several times, but he ignored me.
Wow.
I have too much pride to beg for a man, so I left it and understood that maybe our love wasn't the forever love I was hoping for.
Maybe.
I was ready to let it go until August when my mum bought...
Jesus!
I was ready to let it go until August when my mum brought home a new guy. I could not believe my eyes when I saw it was him. The man I loved before. The man I shared a bed with and made deep love.
Jesus!
Oh my God.
I feel like everyone's trying to up the ante with the dilemmas.
And I love you more than my life.
Oh, my heart. No.
Sorry, I'm just gathering myself. I nearly fainted and thought it was a dream until I shook his hand. It really was him. What the fuck is this? The world can't be this small. My mum told me that they met 3 months back and fell in love.
Mum, unloved.
No, seriously.
I love him first.
Doggied me out, mum.
Unlove him, mum.
They were in a serious relationship and she claimed not even my father made her feel this way.
Unlove him.
I don't like men like that, you know.
How come they just love them?
Some guys have that in
them. He's evil.
Oh my God. I was shocked, disgusted, and sad. I want my mum to find love, but I hope that...
not my love.
That this was a phase and she would have gotten over him soon and moved on to someone else. But no, it got worse. He practically moved in after a couple of weeks and pretended he didn't know me.
No. You know my insides.
No, girls, I'm actually in shock.
You know me. You know everything about me.
I'm actually in shock. My feelings for him came back, and every night when he and my mum would lock themselves in her room, I felt like I was going to burst. Now they are engaged. Are you about to be your zaddy and your daddy? Oh my God. Now they are engaged and planning to spend the rest of their lives together.
Wicked.
Something's not adding up. This was supposed to be me, not my mum. I want to tell her, but I don't want to create friction in the house, jeopardize her life. Please, how do I handle the situation? Your help would be much appreciated.
I can't lie, that's I would have spoke before we got to this stage.
Yeah. 100%.
As soon as that man came from my house and he left, I'm like, Mum, this was my ex-boyfriend. He's all our conversations. I would have told my mum everything.
I think he's up to something, you know.
It feels like
he loves it.
I feel like he enjoys it.
Maybe it's a stretch to say he knew that was her mum, but something's not sitting well with me.
Mm.
There's something that is not sitting well with me in this situation. I know coincidences in life happen. I know that life is mad.
Yeah.
But there is something about, because maybe I've been watching you too much.
I don't know. It's not even you, it's Dear John you've been watching all these manipulative
I don't know, because there's something about the fact that someone knows everything about you and they conveniently end up with your mum.
I know what you mean.
And you've not said anything.
Yeah.
And you didn't react in a way that is like...
It's very strange to me. Like,
because had you not have reacted in front of the mum, cool, I get that because that's in front of the mum, but you haven't even said anything to me.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Like,
because he's trying to make her like she's mad. Because she doesn't exist.
Right, on this level.
But how has she never spoken to him about it? Sorry, I would have brought it up.
The whole thing is very, very strange to me. I can't lie to you, but I'm going to take it at face value and say that this is just a wild, wild coincidence and life is mad. I think too much time has gone now. I think unfortunately, because you've missed, there's always certain windows to do things. And I think when this happened, I probably would have done the same thing. I would have been like, oh my God, mommy. Like, I can't even not react. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I would have been like, oh my God, mommy, I need to talk to you right now. Like, literally, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would have been, mommy, this is like, wild.
As soon as however, that man left, I would tell my mum straight away.
It would have been so wild. There's no way I could have, like, concealed my reaction. Like, it's not possible. Like, even my reaction would have been so obvious that even my mum would have been like, what's the problem? Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And the thing is, how much time has passed? Because engagement moved in.
This is what I'm saying. That's why I think
it's been months.
That's why
he's
fishy.
Sorry, I'm sorry, but she should have spoke up and she didn't. It's her own fault. She has to live with it now.
She does have to live
because
with it.
Because now she starts talking, mum was like, why are you just telling me now?
Exactly, but yeah, I do think it's fishy mad, though. I can't lie.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? She should have said it from day one. Why just her mum has ever had to be like, yo, why are you just telling me this now?
I think they're from a small community in this London. Do you know what I mean? Like, because this is just too wild. And I...
That is mad, you know.
And I do think that she's missed her window. And I do think she has to just get on with it. But I'm just looking at, like, they're on the fast track with everything. It's like, damn, he moved in after 2 weeks. And now they're engaged after 3 months.
I don't understand how when she saw this man, she didn't say, why did you stop answering my phone calls? As in, yeah, there was no way I could have just...
No.
Cool.
Yeah, and if you weren't up to something, why you wouldn't mention something either?
That's weird.
It's weird. That's it's very, weird. Very weird.
Because the same way I feel away, wouldn't you feel away? Like, Ross is my girl's mum.
Exactly. If this was genuinely a coincidence, you'd be like, you would both react.
I didn't realise.
You would talk
yeah.
on the low. You would have a conversation outside of the... Yeah, you would do something. Right. There's something that's not right. I'm not saying that I don't believe the dilemma. I think he is up to something.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I think he's up to something. I think it's fucking weird. I'm sorry. Like, you know me, we were dating, we've slept together. Imagine sleeping with someone that your mum slept with. I can't even imagine it.
Or being in the same house and knowing that your mum is getting... Yeah.
As soon as that man got there, I'm telling mum, I'm telling her.
Mum!
Yeah.
I'm telling her.
Because clearly, if you've got the kind of relationship where your mum's moving someone in after 2 weeks, like, obviously your mum's, like, quite free. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I assume that you've got that kind of relationship with your mum. But babe, like, in terms of advice and how to deal with it, you're gonna have to just go through the process, because there's nothing you can do. Your mum's with him now.
What if her mum's in danger?
I think it's giving Dirty John.
It's
giving all of those things. I don't know. My spirit didn't take to it.
I don't know why she didn't tell her mum straight away. I genuinely...
Because
what can be done now?
Fuck all. They're engaged and that's the love of the mum's life.
Yeah, there's nothing that can be done now.
Those sort of guys are dangerous.
The ones that can make you fall in love like that.
Ones that... Like,
and they know
that,
their charm.
Yeah,
they know it.
You don't even have to be buff to have that.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn, sis. I'm so sorry you're going through that. That's
crazy. I feel like you just eat up, you know, because you didn't say anything early days. Sorry.
Yeah, it's true though.
Right, okay. Next one. Next and last one.
Hi, ladies. I'll start off with the glow up and just congratulate you on what is an amazing podcast.
Thank you.
All that you do. It's incredible to hear a group of strong women just being completely real and absolutely hilarious. As individuals, you sparkle, but as a group, you shine.
Oh, wow, thank you.
I'm a movement by myself.
Right, exactly.
I can't lie to you, like, I shine all the time. I don't just shine. It's a sparkle.
We shine bright like diamonds.
I'm all shine.
Individual and together. I'm very new to the podcast, so I started listening last week. I am now on episodes posted in the middle of 2018. Please don't judge me.
We have no reason to judge you. Babe.
So by the time I've listened to the most recent podcast, it will be 2023,
and that's when you hear your dilemma.
Anyways, my dilemma. I'm a 20-year-old female and I'm struggling to decide whether I take a job offer abroad in Australia or I stay in East London. Born and bred, I actually lived off Barking Road in Plaster for a bit, Tolly.
But
way too much information this.
Within the next year, I have the financial means to get myself on the property ladder in London, which is close to an amazing job, family and a great friendship group. So my question is, would you stick around in London in order to get onto the property ladder, or would you move to Australia for work? Just to add that I was headhunted, would be paid more over there and have better benefits than in my current role, but wouldn't know anyone there. I am single and I have been most of my life. I could go on, but I won't. So in some respects, there is no one holding me back. I am from a Caribbean background, so I know culturally owning your own property is a massive deal. What do you think? Any advice would be much appreciated. Thanks again and look forward to seeing you all at the South Bank at the end of the month. Love and blessings.
Right, okay. If you said anywhere else but Australia, I'll go.
I hear you.
Genuinely, like, if I was in the position, genuinely, if I was in the position right now in my life where I didn't have anything holding me back and I got offered something sick abroad, I'd try it.
If you said America.
And if I didn't like it, I'd come home.
Yeah.
The money that you've got saved to your property is still going to be there.
Right, that's what I was going
to
say.
Put that in your savings account, because it's not like you're going somewhere to be spending money. You're going to be making a lot more money than you are here. And then when you're ready, you're going to add to it. Or you can even start even doing the property thing whilst you're there, sort of thing, rent it out. Like, things can be done in the meantime. Or just pause it for a bit. Houses are still going to be on for sale.
Exactly. I was going to say the property.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'll go.
Isn't going anywhere. Yeah. And from the way you've worded the email, you've made it sound like, you know, it's kind of like a no-brainer.
It's an amazing opportunity.
At this point in your life, definitely take it. Like, and the thing is,
compared to spending in London,
If you don't make friends and you're not happy, you can always take a flight, a very long flight back home.
Yeah. And you've got nothing holding you back here.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Go. Take the opportunity. Find new friends. You may even find the love of your life. But even if you don't, you've gone and you've created new experiences and you soar in it.
Definitely.
Because there's nothing worse than you thinking, oh, what would have happened to my life if I actually just went?
That's the thing. I think the regret outweighs the possibility of it going left. Like the what if. So yeah, definitely.
In fact, years I was hoping that someone would find me somewhere to go somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really dope opportunity. So I would take it. And on top of that, let the money be your motivator, if that.
Yeah.
You know, you're going
to
be getting
for
more
you,
money.
Stack.
And you can always buy a house when you get back. It's not like, it's just a dream deferred. It's not a dream cancelled. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, go through. Prosper.
That's what I say. Nice one to end on. Right, that is it, honeys. This episode of the Receipts Podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed listening. I've been your girl Tolly G.
Just call me Audrey.
And your mamacita Milena Sanchez.
This episode is brought to you by Spotify. Thank you and goodbye.